John 11:38-44. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. Hear the word of the Lord. I want to continually urge everyone doing Friends Bible Study to follow our simple approach. Read, write, share, and listen. I've explained this several times. But each of these four aspects are very important. I want to talk about the importance of coming to God by faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever comes to God must believe that he is, or that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Jesus also talked a lot about the importance of faith. Coming to God in faith is a very important part of preparing our hearts to hear the word of the Lord as we study the scriptures daily. In our study today, Jesus said to Martha, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. We will see in the story how this became a reality for Martha and for the people who witnessed the raising of Lazarus. As I will share in this audio commentary, I believe that the promise Jesus spoke to Martha also applies to us. If we believe, we will see the glory of God. Let's pray. Father, we come to you today in faith. We believe that you have forgiven our sins through the cross, and you have made us your sons and daughters. Thank you that your steadfast love and mercy are new every morning. We trust you to teach us and to speak to us today. May we see your glory today, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 11:38-40, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. Verse 38, Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, came to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there's a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? Let's review this story and try to imagine what was going on in the minds of the people there. They arrived at the grave. Martha, Mary, and others came with them, weeping. Then Jesus was also weeping. Jesus said, take away the stone. This was the most unthinkable and inappropriate thing anyone could have said. Why would anyone open the grave of someone who had been dead for 4 days? Everyone grew quiet. Mary and Martha had no idea what Jesus was going to do, but did not expect this. They did not know what to do. Martha said, he's already been dead for 4 days. His body is decomposing, and the smell is very bad. Jesus had already spoken words to Martha to inspire faith in her. Jesus said to Martha, didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see God's glory? Actually, we cannot find a verse where Jesus said these words to Martha before this, but Jesus said that he'd spoken these words to her. Presumably, Jesus said this to Martha when she came out to meet him as he entered Bethany. Or perhaps he told the messengers sent by Mary and Martha to tell this to them. Jesus did say immediately when the messengers arrived in verse 2, the sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. In any case, at some point Jesus told Martha, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. Faith means to believe the words that God speaks to us. Martha did not understand what Jesus was going to do, but she believed him and trusted him, so they opened the grave. Faith means to believe what God says, even though we may not understand or be able to explain it. I think that the words Jesus spoke to Martha, he also speaks to us. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. God created us to reflect his glory and to glorify him with our lives. This is not something we do by ourselves. We glorify him and reflect his glory as we, like Martha, trust him and as he works powerfully in our lives. Raising the dead is something only God can do. When Lazarus came out of the grave, Jesus and the Father received glory. People knew that God was there and that he revealed his power over death to them. Meditation question. In verse 40, Jesus said to Martha, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? How will we see the glory of God?" That's the question. I think we are the same as Martha. She listened to Jesus' words and believed him, even though she did not completely understand. This may sound simple, but remember that we are just sheep. We have no glory to shine unless Jesus lives in us and shines through us. Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life, lives in us. He has the power to reveal his resurrection life in us, even when we face difficulty or deathly or difficult circumstances. Seeing the glory of God is all about the revelation of Jesus in us as we listen to him and trust him. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 4, 6, and 7, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are just ordinary vessels, like a plastic Coke bottle. However, we have a treasure living in us. God wants to reveal his glory, not ours. He has shined his light, the light of Jesus, into our hearts so that people can see and receive the glory of God as we reflect the glory of Christ who lives in us." Romans 3:23 states, "All have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God." We were created to live in the presence of God and to reflect his glory. We were separated from God through sin and no longer could live in his presence or experience his glory. Jesus came to reverse the curse. He came not only to forgive us from sin, but to restore us to God's original plan so that we can live in and reflect his glory. This is one reason I believe that Jesus' words to Martha apply to us when he said, "If you believe, you will see the glory of God." Let's return to the story in verse 41. So they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you listen to me. I know that you always listen to me. Because of the multitude standing around, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" Verse 44, "He who was dead came out, bound hand and foot with wrappings. His face was wrapped around with a cloth." Jesus said to them, "Free him and let him go." Meditation question. How did Jesus inspire faith in Mary, Martha, and the people who were there so that they could believe? Jesus told Martha, "If you believe, you will see the glory of God." Presumably, Martha shared this with Mary and others. He showed them his love and compassion for them. Their assumptions and expectations were not right, but they knew Jesus and trusted him. Let me emphasize again that the words Jesus spoke to Martha, no matter when they were spoken, were intended to inspire faith in her. When Jesus said, "Didn't I tell you, if you believed, you would see God's glory?" It is written in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Faith is not something we produce in ourselves. Faith is a response to God. Faith means to believe the words that God speaks to us. God speaks to us, especially through his word, in order to produce faith in us. As we have read and studied in John chapter 11, I'm sure that God has spoken to each of you in different ways. Of course, he wants us to obey him, but also he wants us to trust him. Jesus' prayer was also intended to stimulate faith in the people who were there. Jesus prayed, Father, I thank you that you listened to me. He went on to say that he prayed this way so that the many people standing around him may believe that the Father had sent him. The raising of Lazarus itself was in Jesus' words, that they may believe that you sent me. Jesus made it clear that he was one with his Father, and that his works were the works of the Father. Throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus said repeatedly that the works he did were the Father working through him. He pointed to his works as proof that the Father had sent him and that he was one with his Father. And he said many times that these works were given so that people may believe. Jesus said in John 5:36, the works of which the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works I do, testify about me that the Father has sent me. In John 10:37 and 38, Jesus said, if I do not do the works of the Father, do not believe me. But if I do them, though you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father. And in John 14:10 and 11, Jesus said, the Father abiding in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Otherwise, believe me because of the works themselves. So he said this many times. Jesus revealed the Father's glory through the raising of Lazarus, and Jesus received glory as the one sent by the Father. Jesus repeated many times that he did everything through the Father, and that the works he did, including the raising of Lazarus, were intended so that people would believe in Jesus, who was from the Father. Meditation question. How did this miracle prove that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? How does this give you hope in the world where everyone will die? The miracle of raising Lazarus is a powerful manifestation of the authority of Jesus that fittingly appears in John's gospel as the seventh and last sign. Of course, this led to the final climactic sign of the cross and resurrection of Jesus. As we discussed previously, a core belief of Christians is that we will rise from the grave when Jesus returns and will receive an eternal resurrection body just like his. Raising Lazarus, who had been in the grave 4 days, proved that Jesus has the power to raise the dead. Mary and Martha had a great revelation of who Jesus is. He is yesterday, today, and forever, the resurrection and the life. How should this change our thinking and the way we look at life? I think that after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, the faith of Mary and Martha was never the same. They realized that Jesus was not just a man who could heal people, but that he had come from the Father to do the will of the Father, which is often much different than what we expect. They came to understand that Jesus was much more than someone who could raise people from the dead. He is the resurrection and the life for all time and eternity. Undoubtedly, their perspective on everything was never the same. Jesus himself is the resurrection and the life. He brings life to dead and dying people. Resurrection is not just a doctrine. Resurrection is a person. Jesus will physically raise us from the dead on the last day. He is also the resurrection and the life now. He brings life to dead situations, dead marriages, dead churches, dead institutions, and dead communities. Jesus makes the possession of eternal life, a present experience. May God give us a fresh revelation today of Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you created us to live in and experience and to experience your glory. Reveal your glory through us and to us today. And may we glorify you in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.